Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 7:45 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump's military parade postponed. The $92 million price tag apparently too much for the Pentagon.
Two.
Tributes pouring in for Aretha Franklin. The Queen of Soul died Thursday at the age of 76.
One.
Statewide crackdown on DUI underway in Kansas. It lasts through Labor Day. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And as we take a look at a traffic update here on the Friday morning commute, we do have a fire crews finishing up a possible vehicle fire at 9th and Estelle in North Wichita, just west of 9th and Hillside. Looks like that fire is out. Crews leaving the scene there. We do have police reporting to the scene not far away from that location. In fact, a disturbance reported in the 1400 block of North Bluff, a little west of 13th and Oliver. Possible disturbance at that location. Police checking that out. Traffic update with Steve and Ted.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 90 degrees. Yesterday's high was 92. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 66. Saturday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, again, near 90. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 69 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:46 now here on a Friday morning. Coming up on 7:47, we've got some KNSS breaking news right now. Topeka police are investigating the death of a man who was shot several times in an alleyway. Lieutenant Aaron Jones reports police found a man dead in central Topeka Thursday evening. Officers responding that after a caller reported hearing four gunshots and a man down in an alley, the Topeka Capital Journal reports the man, who was believed to be in his early 20s, was shot several times. Police looking for a white passenger car believed to be involved in that shooting. Further details not immediately released, but it appears that Topeka police now are investigating a homicide in the central part of their city. Stocks posted big gains Thursday.
The Dow gained 1.5%, closing up 396 points, 25,558. The Nasdaq Composite up 32 at 7,806. The S&P 500 up 22 at 2,840. And Tesla, though, did finish to the downside, down 1%. This right after the bell, we did get news that the SEC is pressing the Tesla directors to find out what exactly did Musk share with those directors about going private. On the Dow, there were plenty of winners, though, including Walmart, which was up nearly 10% after better-than-expected quarterly numbers. Boeing, Goldman Sachs, Apple, those were other winners. In fact, Apple hit a new 52-week high. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
S-E-N-D, S-N-D. Okay, the Walmart raised its financial outlook for the year Thursday after beating Wall Street's expectations for the quarter and seeing the strongest growth in more than a decade in sales at established stores. Its shares rose more than 9%. Of course, Walmart getting a little bit into that online stuff as well. But in the stores, Ted, one of the best quarters they've seen in a decade.
Okay.
Wow. So Walmart just booming right along there.
Nice.
And, you know, the other thing is, it occurs to me, just thought about this, though. I wonder how much of that relates to the fact that school's back in session. And all the school supplies and clothing and whatnot, Walmart's got to be a place that...
I'm not ever too concerned about Walmart's bottom line.
You know, I'm not either.
That doesn't seem to be a problem.
Seems like they could do just fine, you know. Federal Homeland Security authorities say they've seized a large haul of counterfeit luxury handbags, wallets, and belts smuggled through ports in the New York City area and Los Angeles. On both coasts there, U.S. Homeland Security investigations announced the charges in New York City against 33 people Thursday, in a scheme involving knockoffs of brands like Gucci, Hermes, and Louis Vuitton. It's estimated the fake goods had a potential value of nearly a half billion dollars.
Big business.
If passed off as a real thing. So there's always somebody out there ready to sell a knockoff, an imitation, something like that. The great thing is for you, listeners, Steve and Ted, I would say, Ted, there are no knockoffs or cheap imitations of the Steve and Ted show.
This is the real deal, baby.
It's the real deal, and why would anybody go to that kind of effort anyway? All right, it's 7:50 now with Steve and Ted, and it's time for our editor, Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal this morning, to talk about human resources. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, celebrating the talent of Wichita's best human resource professionals. HR pros many times don't get the recognition they deserve, and they play a vital role in the success of their organizations. The WBJ honored 21 HR professionals during a luncheon Thursday, and all are featured in the weekly edition. The WBJ has also created an HR Professionals Hall of Fame. We recognize three people who are leaders among human resource professionals in the area with stellar careers. The Hall of Famers are Jim Walters of Textron Aviation, Kay Walton of Bank 4 and IMA, and Susan Smith of GLMB Architecture. They, too, are featured in the WBJ's weekly edition. In this week's Top 25 list, Wichita's largest aviation subcontractors ranked by number of Wichita area employees. Spirit AeroSystems is, of course, at the top with 12,000 employees. The rest of the top five, Leading Technology Composites, Tect Aerospace, Metal Finishing Company, and FMI Inc. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, thank you, Bill. You know, Ted, one of our big stories this morning is the campaign "You Drink, You Drive, You Lose."
Yep.
And we're talking about law enforcement across the state of Kansas are going to be keeping a close eye out for DUI through Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
The next
couple
three weeks. Is that what it is? Yeah. And we did have a sound bite with one of a gentleman who is. Lost his attorney's, his practice, what do you call it, the license to practice law when he had a DUI several years ago. And he's come out, as a spokesperson to say, hey, there's what it can cost you a lot.
Yeah, many times they talk with people who are victims of a DUI crash. And this is a man who caused a DUI crash and was speaking about his experiences. Yeah. And regret from that side of things.
And even in that crash, I don't know, did they say whether anybody had been hurt or anything? But even nobody was hurt, and he got ticketed for that, he was hurt because his family is hurt.
Well, he talked about the fact that he's, you know, it has cost him so much in legal fees and things like that. He says, I can't save up for my college son's tuition. I can't take family vacations. He says it's just one bad decision in his life to drink and drive is just continues to ruin him.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So he's saying, hey, I hope this resonates with someone out there and they won't make the same bad decision I did.
You throw that rock in the pond and see all those circles going out from it. It has that kind of effect, and it can be just devastating.
Well, there's no reason to drink and drive. There's so many options you have if you have to get somewhere, taxi, Uber, whatever.
I would think, friend. I've never been in the situation,
somebody,
but I would think if you were sitting at one of the night spots down in Old Town or something, and you know you're getting plastered, that you would be able to just say to the bartender, can you help me out? And I know they would do it.
Right, and that's all it takes.
If nothing else, any responsible pub owner would say,
if you're,
we're going to put you in the cab, here's a 20,
a lot
get
of
you home.
People that are in that condition don't.
Or no.
They're not thinking enough
to even know how irresponsible it is. But, every year and we get to several stories of people who are involved in DUI accidents where people are hurt or killed. And here, the other part of it, that was a good soundbite showing the other part of the story. If you are involved as a person who's charged with DUI, some very, very bad things can happen in your life.
Yep.
All right. Today, Ted, is National Nonprofit Day.
Okay.
And we deal a lot with the nonprofit.
Talk about the backbone of any community.
Man. The Tariff Act of 1894, signed into law on this date, imposed the first federal income tax on corporations, which included exemptions for nonprofit corporations and charitable institutions. Hmm. You know, every now and then they talk about, let's redo the taxes and take away that clause. It's been in there since 1894.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And so that's the way the government decided we're going to encourage people who do the right thing. I think it's great. And so this is nonprofit. As you said, we deal with them daily in the broadcast business, whether it's somebody who we're covering in a news story or somebody who's we're doing some public affairs or public service for. There are a lot of nonprofits in town, and there are people who, man, I look at every time I do one of those issue shows on the weekend, mm-hmm. it seems like I'm talking about volunteers.
Right.
And every organization in this town, it has volunteers, people who do the right thing.
Well, so. And we've talked about that Love Your Community event tomorrow
Wichita. There's a lot of volunteerism going on there.
Yeah, Angel Martinez is the president of that group, and he was saying that a couple years ago, the first year they did it, they had about 80 volunteers. Last year they had 200 volunteers. This year they've got about 700 volunteers running this thing.
You know, people just, especially, everywhere, but I think really in Wichita, people just want to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're not selfish enough to say, well, you got to pay me for everything. This is National Nonprofit Day. All right, to stay with Steve and Ted, coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. Got a lot of interesting things going on. We'll have the latest on that statewide crackdown on drunk driving. Tell you about that coming up. Of course, Ted's going to have the latest sports news as well, Ted, and our special guest.
Yes, we sure will. We're about 20 minutes away from our preseason chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, and Mitch will preview the Chiefs game tonight in Atlanta.
They got a game tonight in Atlanta.
Plus, Mitch in 20 minutes.
Entertainment news on the blur with Ted Woodward as well, Ted.
Yes, of course, we got a big obituary. We'll preview the movies coming up for the weekend. We've got some very interesting tidbits coming up. Entertainment news in the blur at 8:35 this morning.
And a weekend weather. What's going to be happening with that? We've got weekend weather, got traffic for you. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.